My Generation by Howard Wakely, with Leslie Nichol as Annie, Caroline Lee Johnson as Carol, Gary Bond as Julian, and Mike Grady as Richard. It's 1962 in a schoolroom in Lancashire.
Don't rush it. Think about it carefully. Make several sketches before you decide.
Does it have to be from the Bible, miss?
You weren't listening, Pippa. What did I say?
I wasn't here last week, miss.
I showed you this 10 minutes ago. Is this from the Bible?
It's a sunrise, miss.
On a perfectly ordinary front door.
It could be a religious symbol, though, Miss Townsend.
Yes, it could, but it needn't be.
We've got lots of stained glass in our windows at all, miss.
There, you see? What are they like, Anne?
Oh, well, they're not just stained, miss. They're filthy.
Oh, yes. Very clever, Anne. Let me see what you've done. Bring it out here. The rest of you get on quietly.
May I borrow that book on Coventry Cathedral, Miss Townsend?
Yes, but be careful with it. Here, pass that back to Jane, will you? Now. Ah.
Miss. Yes. Actually, that's not bad. Those colours are very good together.
Oh, it's only rough.
Well, maybe it wouldn't be if you spent a little less time showing off.
I will, miss.
You won't pass the exams with clever remarks, will you?
No, miss.
No. I doubt if you'll become the next Anigoni, but you do have a good sense of colour and design.
I like to be a dress designer when I leave.
Well, if you want to go to art school, my girl, you'll have to work a lot harder, won't you?
Yes, miss.
What's going on? Stop whispering, Pippa.
Can't you see it, miss?
See what?
That plane.
What about it?
Kristen, oh, Yellen says he's going to bomb Russia.
Yes, it was on the plane.
Now, don't be silly, Pippa.
It's the bomb.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Now, be quiet, everyone. Quiet.
Going to Miss Double English.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. The United States Navy boarded a Soviet chartered ship bound for Cuba this morning. After a search lasting more than 2 hours, the boarding party reported that they had not found any war materials prohibited under President Kennedy's blockade order. The American and British governments are still viewing the Cuba crisis with great anxiety. At the White House, President Kennedy has been having further discussions with the National Security Council and other senior advisers.
Hey, what are you doing? Are we listening to that?
I've had enough of it.
You can't better your head in the sand, woman.
There's not going to be a war, is there?
Oh, of course there isn't, Annie.
Oh, you have that from Mr. Khrushchev, do you?
Well, they wouldn't let it go that far, would they now? Not with all these bombs they have.
Well, isn't that what it's all about?
Oh, let's change the subject, shall we?
Where's my paper?
Do you know what Miss Townsend said to us today?
Which one's that?
Art. She said I might be the next Anigoni.
Oh, who's she when she's at home?
Oh, honestly, ma'am. He's Italian and he painted the Queen.
Oh, I know. That was lovely. They had it in My Woman.
She said I ought to go to art school when I leave.
Art school?
You got to get your A levels first, lovey.
You're not going to no art school, lass.
Why not?
It's all queers and communists at art school.
No, it's not.
Now, what do you know?
Well, you don't, do you?
Don't talk to your father like that, Annie.
Well.
Look, if you get your A-levels, you'll go to university like your cousin Peter.
No, I won't.
You'll do as you're flaming told, young lady.
Now,
and
Sid,
be thankful you have the opportunity.
We'd set our hearts on university, Annie, ever since you passed your 11 plus.
Don't I ever say in it?
As long as we don't all get blown to Kingdom Come in the next few hours, you'll go to university, all right. And that's an end of it.
I never went to university, as it happens. Didn't get the right passes, did I? Dad said I did it on purpose. I often wonder what would have become of me if I had. Oh, Jane Corbishley went, of course. Took theology and philosophy at Manchester. Ended up married to an insurance man in Harrogate or somewhere. Divorced now, so my mum says. Anyway, I lost touch with everyone I was at school with. I came down to London and went to art college, didn't I? Oh, I'm a right willful beggar, me. Get it from me dad. Art college in London in 1964. My God, you couldn't have done anything more trendy in those days. Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind.
Excuse me, is this the right room?
This is first year's.
They did tell me, but I never seem to take in directions. All turns into Swahili or... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
What?
Well, I don't know why I said Swahili.
Don't ask me. I'm from Nottingham Gate, not Niathlon.
I'm always opening my big mouth, me. I'm Annie, by the way.
Carol.
I'm dead nervous, aren't you?
A bit.
Do you see all those pictures out there? I'll never be able to paint like that.
Not sure I want to.
Excuse me. Is this the right room?
That's my line.
They give you instructions in Swahili too.
Sorry?
Never mind.
Are you first years?
Ooh, do we look like it?
Well, do you know where I should be?
It's all right. You're in the right room. Take no notice.
Oh,
so. Hey, I like your suit. Very mod.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Is this place taken?
No. Why?
May I squeeze in?
Squeeze? What's it worth?
Oh, quite a lot, I should think.
Can you afford it, though?
I think I might manage.
Oh, come on, let him in.
I'm Anne, by the way. This is Carol.
Oh, pleased to meet you. And you are?
Me? Richard.
Hello, Richard. Or should we call you Dick?
No, Richard.
Oh.
You can call me Annie.
I'm Julian.
Julian, right. Or should we call you Julie?
Right, sit down. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mr. Dobson, your tutor for this year. I'll also be attempting, God help me, to teach you the basics of graphic design.
Okay.
Now, in spite of what you may have read in the Sunday Times magazine, you are about to embark upon the hardest bloody work of your lives. You've come from the stuffy old art rooms from sundry schools up and down this noble land. You're full of stale old ideas passed on to you by stale old art teachers.
Oh.
Yes, well, we have to sweep all of that away. Now, the first and most important lesson in graphic design is to start with a clean blank surface. And I'm not just talking about the paper. Now, before we can wipe the slate clean, we'd better find out what rubbish you've accumulated. So let's get right down to it. Now, the general election fast approaches, and you don't have the vote, mercifully, by the looks of you. I'd like to give free rein to all your preconceived ideas, opinions, and prejudices. Project, ladies and gentlemen, a political poster.
How far is it?
Next stop.
You really never been on a tube before, Addie?
No, we came down for the coronation, but we didn't go on a tube.
That was terrific, a coronation.
Before my time.
What do you mean?
We didn't get over till 55. I remember it, though. All the flags and the parties.
In Jamaica?
Nevis, actually.
Where?
St. Kitts, Nevis. Queen of the Caribbees.
Waste of money, I think. Coronations, royal weddings.
Listen to Miss Mugridge here.
I don't believe in God anymore, either.
Tell you. What are you, some sort of communist?
No, I'm an existentialist, as a matter of fact.
A what?
Well, I read this book.
Don't you believe in anything?
Not even Harold Wilson?
Yes, I believe in him.
I believe in God, the Queen, and Harold Wilson.
Oh, circus, we're here.
Oh, Carnaby Street, here we come.
Woo.
Is it hard?
It's just behind Regent
come
Street
on,
somewhere.
Don't worry, I know where it is.
Wait.
Follow me.
Did
you get them?
Yeah, the black pair.
You're not actually going to wear them, are you?
Well, I'm not giving them to me granny, am I?
Let's have a put you.
They're fair, Benny.
Well, what do you want beetle stockings for? Whose face is supposed to be the Beatles?
Well, they're not the King brothers, are they?
They don't look anything like the Beatles.
How much were they?
8 and 11.
Now, that's what I call a waste of money.
I needed some new nylons, Julian. Do you mind?
Well, what's wrong with ordinary nylons?
What's wrong with the Beatles?
Nothing. I just don't see why you'd want them all over your legs.
Well, you're not a woman, are you, Julian?
Oh, I'd love them all over mine.
Well, Even your precious Sir Alec Douglas Hume, Julian.
He is not mine.
Even he likes the Beatles.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't wear those, though, would he?
Our best export, he called them.
What, stockings?
No, the Beatles.
That was Wilson.
No, it wasn't.
Of course it was. Anyway, by export, he probably meant he hopes they go abroad again and stay there.
Hey, and do you know what I hope? I hope he loses the election and has to go back to his precious grouse moors.
Oh, stop arguing, you two.
Listen, I know a good coffee bar here, yeah?
Oh, I ought to get back home, really.
Oh, come on, Carol.
Well, it's all right for you lot. My mum goes crazy if I'm home late.
Oh, you should meet my landlady. She makes Peggy Mount look like Yana.
Never get a flat with landlords on the premises.
Flat? I'm living in a broom cupboard, Julian.
Me too, and I'm sharing and all.
I have to get back, honestly.
Oh, just a quick cup of espresso.
Oh, all right.
Come on, it. Here we are.
Oh, thanks.
That's yours.
Lovely.
You owe me a tanner, Julian.
Remind me.
I love this record, don't you?
It's all right.
That is the only British girl that can sing.
What?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Richard.
What about Cilla and Lulu?
And Julie Rogers.
What? Julie Rogers?
I like Julie Rogers.
Oh, I bet you like the singing nun as well.
I only like soul.
Do you like Dionne Warwick?
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, she's bad. You never go to heaven.
And walk on by.
Walk on by. Oh, you like the Beatles, then?
Nah.
What? That's worse than not liking the Queen.
What about the Rolling Stones?
I only really like Tamla Motown.
Well, who's she?
Tamla. It's a record label.
What?
In America, Detroit.
What do you mean?
How can you listen to a record label?
They only put out Soul, the Four Tops, the Marvelettes, Supremes.
Oh, they're great. They're in the hit parade now, aren't they?
Yeah, where did our love go? Brilliant.
The Supremes? They're like the Ronettes.
Oh, grow up, will you? The Ronettes and with Phil Spector.
Yeah, mate, that's a bit greedy, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. No.
Oh, listen to him, all la-di-da. It's a bit greedy sitting with three birds.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, this is a girl here, isn't it?
Oh, there's horrible smell in here suddenly.
Oh, my God, it's a fella.
No, it ain't. It's got makeup on.
Where?
Look, eyeshadow.
It's one of them mods, Lenny.
What, like the ones we beat the hell out of down at Margate?
That's right.
Yeah, it was a laugh.
You'll be lapping on the other side of your face if you don't watch out.
Oh, listen, this bird's from up north, Lenny.
What's that, Pete? A northern bird. They're all scrubbers up north, aren't they?
You wouldn't survive 5 minutes up north.
Don't take no notice, Annie.
Would you gentlemen kindly remove yourselves?
This place is really going to the dogs, isn't it, Lenny? Letting in mods and coloureds and northern birds. Not to mention toffee. No gits like that.
Yeah, you're pathetic, you are, mate. Do you know that?
Come on, let's go, Julian.
Oh, the little sissy's scared, Pete.
Is he, Lenny?
Listen, mate, you don't scare me.
Careful, Richard.
Look, stop staring at us like that and leave.
Are you going to make me, are you?
If you're not careful, I'll pour this coffee all over your stupid head.
Julian!
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was terrific, Julian. His face. Morning, Carol.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh, looks like it.
I told you my mum would go spare.
But I wasn't late.
Gone 8.
Well, that's nothing.
Well, she expected me back by 7.
Listen, you're not a baby, Carol.
I know. Well, it's not her fault, really. I just wish she wouldn't take it out on me. That's the trouble with being the only girl, right? My brothers get away with everything.
Oh, you're lucky having brothers.
Oh, I am not. Oh, these lockers are useless.
Turn it the other way.
What? Oh. Did you go anywhere after I left?
Yeah, I went for a drink. Some pub Julian pretended he knew.
That was so funny when you poured that coffee over that bloke's head.
I really thought there was going to be a punch up.
Oh, Julian's a scream, isn't he? He's so proper.
Oh, he's a know-all. Gets on my nerves a bit.
Oh, I thought you fancied him.
Me? You're joking.
Well, he fancies you.
He does not.
He does. He must admit he's dishy.
Oh, he knows it and all.
Not as much as Richard.
Oh, he's not vain. Not like Julian.
Just likes dressing up. Yeah, you better go. We'll be late.
What is it? Graphics again?
Yeah, with dishy Mr. Dobson.
Ah, so now we know.
What?
That's who you fancy.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Well, I think he's peculiar looking.
No, he isn't.
He looks like Ringo Starr.
I know. Sexy.
You can use your own slogans if you like, or the official ones.
What are they?
You were supposed to find out. Now, what are they? Anyone? What's Labour's?
The New Britain.
Yes, what else?
Let's go with Labour.
Go where? Okay. Now, what about the Tories?
Oh, 13 years of misrule.
Purples must go.
Yes, yes. Now, I don't mind you being satirical, but what is it?
Keep it with the Tories.
And the Liberals? No one knows this? Speak for yourselves. As far as this project is concerned, at least, isn't bad advice. Mm. Now, I've noticed we already have a number of budding op artists here, fans of Miss Bridget Riley. Well, by all means, look at other artists' work. Try to learn from them. And all you do is to copy them, and all you end up with is a fake. Okay? Right, now get on.
Anyone got any ideas?
If you've got a working group, talk quietly, please.
Well, I've done a few sketches.
Ah, let's have a look. How about an happening? A what? An happening?
What is it?
They're all the rage in America. There was one up in Edinburgh last year. Someone wheeled a nude about in a pram at some conference or something.
That's not a poster.
It's a living poster, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Sounds disgusting.
You sound like Mrs. Whitehouse.
I do not. I'm against censorship.
You're against everything, Annie.
Yeah, especially you.
Well, you can be against me any time.
Get off.
We don't have no one in the nude. You just do something sort of, I don't know, symbolic.
Well, where's the design in that?
Well, it's the costumes and props, the whole thing, really.
Oh, I like the idea of making costumes.
Yes, what sort of things will we do, though?
We could each be one of the parties.
Julian can be the Tory.
And you can smoke a pipe and be Wilson.
It shouldn't be as obvious as that. It should be really crazy.
Oh, I know, I know. What if we use St. George and the Dragon? Something like that.
Hey, you four, keep your voices down. How are you getting on?
Fine, Mr. Dobson.
Oh, I don't see much on paper.
Oh, no, we don't actually need paper.
Oh, it's going to be a surprise.
Well, not an unpleasant one, I hope.
Oh, turn it down a bit, Richard, will you? The landlady's upstairs, I think.
Stand still, Annie.
Oh, sorry.
Well, maybe you would have been better as Wilson.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it's smashing, Carol. I feel like $1 million.
It's supposed to be pounds, shillings and pence.
No, she's supposed to be the stop-go economic policy.
Oh, well, we'll give her a traffic light to hold then.
Great.
I thought we said I was the bank rate.
What's the bank rate, for heaven's sake?
About 7%, I think.
Very funny.
No, I mean, what is it?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Any is stopped.
Oh, no. I bet that's the old back complaining. Turn it off.
And I thought things were bad at home.
I can't answer it like this.
Well, I'll go.
No, she'll be nasty to you.
Why?
Because she doesn't like coloured people.
Oh, go then.
No, I'm not supposed to have boys in here.
Well, we'll both go. That'll really confuse
her. No, you'll have me thrown out. Oh, no. Who is it?
It's me, Julian.
Oh,
how did you get in?
The old landlady was on her way out.
Is she let you in?
Yes, why not? She was charming.
Well, that's your accent, I bet. She's such a snob.
Well, that's all right. You've probably gone up in her estimation now.
You be careful before you go down in mine.
I didn't think I could go any lower, Annie.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, stop it, you two.
Did you get the stuff from your uncle?
Yes, indeed. Here we are. One deer stalker and one shooting stick.
Oh, you're going to be Sir Alec after all, then?
No, he's the old boy network.
And moulded ideas.
Listen, I'm really not sure about all this.
Oh, come on, Julian.
If my father ever finds out...
Oh, we'll send him a photo.
It'll be too much like a play if we speak live.
No, it won't.
I thought the point of a happening was...
What? Why don't we use placards, right? With slogans.
Placards?
Well, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Maybe we can use different coloured cards.
Oh, shapes.
Yeah. Shapes?
Yeah, different shapes.
Well, why?
Well, it'll look better.
No, it won't.
It will.
Oh, it doesn't matter now. Let's get on with the rehearsal before everyone comes. I've only got a couple of days left.
Well, where's Richard got to?
In the store cupboard.
What's he doing in there?
Changing.
Come on, Richard, hurry up.
What's that?
My broom.
I thought you were supposed to be the new thinking and technology.
I am.
Well, she's going to sweep aside outmoulded ideas.
That scraggy old thing.
Well, it's all the caretaker would give us.
You should have one of those plastic brooms.
I know.
In bright red.
Well, they don't cost a lot, do they, if we pull together?
Well, maybe I can spoon my mum to get one, eh? Maybe he should have the plastic broom instead of that trident.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's lopsided, that's all.
Oh, no. Hey, the others are coming.
No. I told you.
Look, don't let them see you, Richard.
What should I do?
Get back in the cupboard.
Oh, look, take these with you.
Oh,
project.
Here, they are for election day.
I see.
Bit of a surprise.
Isn't it? Well, it's a pity. It's not really the weather for it.
No, sir.
What do you think, Mr. Dobson?
Oh, completely soaked.
Oh, was it all right?
Oh, we went a bit wrong at times.
Oh, you can't go wrong with anything, can you, Mr. Dobson?
Oh, is that what it was meant to be, a happening?
Oh, you didn't like it.
No, I didn't say that. No, happening post or whatever it was. I thought it was brilliant.
The paint on the placards is wrong.
Well, you just have to do them again, Annie.
What?
Oh, I want a repeat performance.
Oh, no.
Well, now?
No, at my flat tonight. I'm having an election night party. You're all invited.
Oh, right.
You still here, Annie?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be silly. I'm glad you stayed.
The others had to get back. My place isn't far away.
Everyone's been saying how good your project was.
We're so nervous.
Yeah, it went very well.
Thanks.
Having a good time now, I hope.
I've been listening to the results. It's difficult at my place.
Looks like we'll be up all night.
I can't stay that long.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Do you think Labour will get in?
They'd better.
They aren't getting as many gains as they hope.
They'll get in.
I hope so.
Would you like another drink?
What? Oh, better not.
Go on.
No, I've had too much.
Yeah, this is a night to celebrate. Come on.
No, really, Mr. Dobson.
Barry.
Sorry?
We're not at college now. Call me Barry.
Well, I'm not sure I ought to, really.
Oh, that is a stuffy.
Oh, I'm not. I just think, well, I've got 3 years to do at college and...
Well, let's be friends then, eh? Right from the start.
Oh, I didn't mean I didn't want to be friends.
Listen, you're quite safe with me.
Well, I know, Mr. Dobson. It was just...
Barry.
Barry.
Oh, come on. Don't look so solemn. Have another drink.
All right. Just a little.
That's my girl.
Then I must...
Yeah, of course. There you go.
Thanks.
You mark my words, Annie. Tonight's going to be a night to remember.
Here's the news. Harold Wilson is the new Prime Minister. Sir Alec Douglas Hume submitted his resignation to the Queen this afternoon. With results outstanding from only 6 constituencies, Labour has an overall majority of 7. China has exploded her first nuclear bomb. A communique from Peking described the test as a major contribution to world peace. Following Mr. Khrushchev's downfall, reports from Moscow say that his son-in-law has lost his job as editor of Izvestia. A dry day with sunny periods is forecast in most places
throughout the land. And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
It took me 2 years to the day to actually succumb to Mr. Barry Dobson. But succumb I did. It was at a sort of proto-hippie party held in a dilapidated old railway shed in Camden Town called the Roundhouse. It was to launch International Times, a new kind of newspaper. We got in because Barry knew someone who knew someone, you know. Anyway, I walked around that place with my eyes on stalks. It was like a kind of demented Disneyland. Light shows, movies, steel bands, Pink Floyd. It's no wonder I succumbed. The following year, 2 months after leaving art school, I married him. Having got myself pregnant first, of course. We lived in up-and-coming Islington. And in spring 68, Barry started a new job. The only use I'd put my diploma to, though, was to cover a damp patch in the loo.
Tomorrow, or just the end of time.
George!
Julian!
Hi, Annie.
You must be Claire. Yes, hello. Let me tell you, Cole.
Oh, thank you.
How's things? How's the baby?
Oh, she's asleep, thank goodness. Go in. I'll just check up on dinner.
You never said they were hippies.
They aren't. Not really.
Well, what are those posters?
Barry, how are you?
Julian, terrific. Oh, you look good.
Thanks. This is Kay.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
You work with Julian, eh?
For the same agency, yes.
Yes, Kay's a copywriter.
Oh, great. Well, sit down. Why, it's ages, Julian, eh?
6 months.
Why, it must be. At the hospital.
And he says the baby's asleep.
Yeah. Oh, you must pop in and see her later.
Love to.
She's grown so fast. Great pudding of a thing.
I saw Annie a couple of weeks ago. She said you finally left.
The old college? Yeah.
Barry was one of our teachers.
You said?
Things got a bit heavy, you know? Marrying an ex-student wasn't considered very cool.
Mm, they don't know how long it had been going on.
Yeah, well, great artists can be uncool, right? But not great art teachers.
So how's the new job?
At the Poly? Oh, it's great. The students are really alive, you know?
Does that mean we were dead?
No, of course not. But, oh, times have changed, Julian. There might very well be a student sitting next week.
Oh, how dreadful.
Oh, no. No, it's quite justified in my opinion. Of course, I was in Paris in May, you know.
Oh?
Oh, amazing. I was there in the quarter. Latin quarter, that is. The night the barricades went up. Oh, incredible. It was so bloody organised. They had this public address system rigged up in no time. That's how we heard the news at the PCF. Communist Party, right? That they'd backed down and come out in support of the students. Well, you can imagine. We all start singing the Internationale and... Well, actually, I reckon that's what really got to the CRS. Well, that's the security police came.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, they started attacking the barricades. Tear gas, smoke, bombs, a lot. Middle of the night, this is. But what they hadn't counted on, of course, was the local people. Oh, they were so far out. They'd already given us food and coffee earlier, but now with the tear gas, suddenly all this wonderful, soothing, warm water starts to rain down on us from the apartment windows. Oh, it was amazing. I'll never forget it.
Forget what, love? Dinner won't be long.
Oh, I was just telling him about Paris.
Oh, Paris.
Yeah.
All that excitement, and I was left here holding the baby.
Excitement? It sounds awful.
You won't be going to the demo on Sunday then, I suppose.
What demo?
You haven't changed, have you?
I most certainly have. My old man hardly talks to me these days. It's because I canvassed for Labour last election.
I didn't know you were Labour.
No? Well.
Why, it's not something to be proud of these days, is it?
What?
Well, let's face it. It isn't the radical government we hope for, is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, you've changed your tune.
No, we haven't. Wilson's copped out.
Oh, he has not.
Rubbish!
Look at all the social reforms. Abolition of capital punishment and theatre censorship.
Why?
Abortion legalised and homosexuality.
Exactly.
Bourgeois liberalism, that's all.
You're the perfect Labour voter now, Julian.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
They've abandoned the working classes.
Oh, since when have you been working class, Barry?
All my life. That's where my roots are.
And at least we haven't sold out.
Oh, that's what I've done, eh? Going into advertising.
You work more than that.
What was I supposed to do with all that graphic design I learned, eh? Off him. Paint bloody slogans on walls.
I don't see why we should have to apologise for working hard.
Working hard? Come on,
well, so what have you done, Annie?
That's not fair.
3 years at art college and for what?
Look, I've had a baby, Julian. That's far more important than new chocolate wrappers and breakfast cereals.
Come on now, stop it, you two, eh? Oh, you always get personal.
Maybe we'd better leave.
What? Don't be silly.
Look, take no notice, Kay. They're always like this.
Are they?
They love it.
Oh, no. Now Sandy's woken up. I'll go.
Well, let's change the subject, eh? How about records? Hey, I've got this great new album. Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah. No, Barry. The baby.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Perhaps it
Hey, no. Hey, stay put. And he'll have the food ready in a minute.
Yes?
I'm Carol Amory. I've come about the room.
Oh, sorry, it's gone.
But I phoned you.
It's let already.
You said
well,
that...
Well, never mind what I said, it's gone.
You said I was the first.
A young man came half an hour ago.
Well, that's not fair.
Life isn't.
He was white, I suppose.
I'm not standing here arguing.
Well, I'm sorry to have troubled you. The place looks a dump anyhow.
We can go to the Van Gogh after.
I've never even heard of him. What's his name?
Noldy. Emil Nolder.
Who is he? What's it saying there?
Oh, hold on.
I like this place. Was it you I came with when it first opened?
In April, yeah. Yeah, the Matisse.
Why is it called the Haywood?
How should I know?
He wasn't a painter, whoever he was.
Here we are. Emil Nolder, 1867-1956. His real name's Emil Hansen.
Oh.
But he called himself after the town where he was born, Nolder, in Germany.
Oh, Nold. Lots of artists do that, don't they? Maybe I should.
What, Carol Nevis?
Yeah. No, I know. Carol St. Kitts Nevis with a hyphen.
Nothing I'll bother.
Why not?
Richard Billericke sounds stupid.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, shut up.
Are they just watercolours?
Yeah, he was an expressionist, evidently.
Could have fooled me.
Oh, they're all right, I suppose.
That one's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the colours. Warm. Reminds me of home.
What, not in ill?
No, stupid. It's the flowers. There were so many flowers everywhere.
Do you wish you was back there?
Who wouldn't? It was paradise, right?
Paradise?
Oh, it was. Only I can't believe I was ever there. Not really. It's like a dream, that's all. Oh, a little wooden blue and white house. And big mountain covered in mist. And coconut palms and hummingbirds. And at night, sound of tree frogs chirping and Simy Jimmy glowing in the dark.
Who?
Simy Jimmy. Firefly. Ah, it's just a dream, though. Woke up, didn't I? 11 years old and everything's cold and wet and grey. And here I am in London.
Why did you leave?
Ah, there's no work there for me, Dad. Sugar plantation's all gone. Nothing left. Bit of farming, bit of fishing, that's all. We nearly went to Florida, you know. Only Dad knew someone over here, so here I am, stranded.
Well, at least you've got a good job.
Oh, it's okay. It'll do the stepping stone. I'm learning the basics, you know, how to cut, even though the dresses are a load of old rubbish. Mm. Trouble is, I've got to get out of home before I go mad.
Things still bad?
Oh, no, I'm just an unpaid servant, that's all.
You must be able to find somewhere.
Oh, I found places. Just can't find a landlord who isn't a bigot.
Well, mine's okay. Never see him. I just pay me rent in an office round the corner.
Are there any other flats going?
Nah, I did ask, but...
It's all right, your flat.
The stairs get you down a bit, but it's okay.
I love those old Peabody buildings.
Listen, Carol, you know how small the rooms are, but...
Hmm?
Oh, I don't use the living room much. You could if you wanted, only...
What?
But it's difficult.
The neighbours, you mean?
Oh, I don't give a toss about the neighbours.
Well, what then?
Probably keep them quiet, if anything.
You think so? Black girl moving
Listen,
in with...
There is something you ought to know.
What?
I don't know how to put this.
If you're about to say I mustn't get any funny ideas about sleeping with you, that's fine by me.
No, no, it's not that. Well, it is, but...
Oh, come on. I've known you for 4 years. It can't be that bad.
It can. I'm queer.
Oh, I knew that.
What?
Well, it's obvious.
Oh, my God, it's not, is it?
Well, not obvious, but... Well, Annie and I guessed ages ago.
But I never told anyone, ever. Not anyone that isn't themselves at ease.
Oh, stop worrying.
Oh, you mean you don't mind?
I'm not about to start throwing stones, am I? Not after the names I've been called.
At least I'm legal now.
Well, that makes all the difference. I'm moving straight away. This weekend, Sunday.
Great.
Oh, no, I'm babysitting for Annie. She called. It's only for the afternoon, though. I could come over in the evening with some of my things.
Okay, I'll cook us a meal.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, suddenly I feel like a free woman. Oh,
me too, eh? I should have told you ages ago.
Come on, let's go and get a coffee, then queue for the Van Gogh, eh?
Right. I don't see why she shouldn't have married him.
It's a bit soon, that's all.
It's 5 years since Kennedy was shot.
All right, but he must be years older than her.
He's rich, though.
Well, she isn't exactly poor. And what about that opera singer?
Maria Callas.
I thought he was... Oh, look, is that... It's Richard!
The window dresser?
He was in my year at college.
Not another one.
Ah! Oh, he's seen us. Come on, Kay.
Do we have to?
Richard! How are you?
What's your Julian?
This is Kay.
Hello.
What are you up to?
I work here, designing displays.
Great!
You wait till you see what we got lined up for Christmas.
Listen, I'll meet you up in Haberdashery, Julian. All right?
Okay, darling. Where belong? Smashing girl, Kay.
Seems nice.
You going steady?
Me? Oh, no.
Playing the field,
eh? Yeah, sort of.
So many great-looking dolly birds around these days.
Yeah. You know, Carol's moving in with me soon.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not like that. No, actually, Julian, well, I've got more birds than I can handle, actually.
Lucky man.
Yeah. I go out dancing most nights, and you know, I do the clubs.
Yes, well, you always were a good mover.
Yeah, yeah. You see anything of Annie and Barry?
Well, we were over there the other night, as a matter of fact.
Carol says the baby's great.
Yes, yes. Very sweet.
I always thought it'd be you and Annie, you know.
What?
Well, you always fancied her.
Yes, well, that's case for our... Anyway, it's lovely to see you, Richard. We should keep in touch, eh? Oh, I've got a card somewhere. Give us a call sometime.
Great.
Well, I must dash. We can go for a drink or something.
Okay, yeah. See ya.
Looks like it's going to be a fantastic turnout.
Yeah, bound to be. You got enough rolls of film?
Plenty.
Right. Oh, and if there's any trouble, make sure you get the fuzzy's number in focus.
Oh, yeah, if I can, but you can't...
Hi, you guys!
Hi there!
Oh, hi, you two. This is my wife, Annie.
Far out.
Two of my students.
There's a lot of talk about storming the embassy again. Well, I thought we were just going to go into Hyde Park.
No, there's bound to be a push through into Grosvenor Square.
Yeah, the pigs are everywhere, though.
Well, they were last time. They're hiding in the back street.
Busloads of them.
I don't see the point of another riot. What's the point of coming here, then? Well, the numbers, surely.
Numbers? You think that's all it's going to take? Honestly, Annie, sometimes...
Yeah, I reckon we should all link hands around the embassy and try to get it to levitate.
Oh, great idea.
You send it back to America.
He's tripping.
Yeah, well, you go easy, lad.
That's cool.
It's not. It's stupid. Hey, little, if he wants to drop out... Look, we're here to show our solidarity with the Vietnamese people, not get it spaced out.
Hey, cool it, Annie, will you?
I'll keep an eye on him. He'll be okay. It's good stuff.
Now listen, that's where it's at, Annie. They know what they're doing.
Do they?
Yes, and if you don't like it, then go home.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? So you get all the glory, like Paris.
Oh, come on, I don't want to miss the speeches. Annie!
I've got to get more pictures!
Look, watch out! They're going to turn over that car!
Much more than I've ever known, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Radio 4, here is the news. An estimated 20 to 30,000 people took part in the Vietnam demonstration in London today. In Grosvenor Square, the police have been under heavy pressure from a breakaway group several thousand strong, apparently determined to break through to the American embassy. The John Kennedy Memorial at Runnymede near Windsor was badly damaged in an explosion late last night. The Russian cosmonaut is still orbiting the Earth. There's speculation that he may be joined by others. The Treasury has banned bank credit for trade between foreign countries.
I hope Sandy's all right with Carol.
We'll be home soon.
Why did it have to end like that?
Well, they have all the power, don't they?
We gave it to them.
The important thing is people are beginning to fight back.
And getting put down for it.
No. Now, there's real hope now.
Where? The Russians marching to Prague. The CRS crushed the students in Paris. Police murdered them in Mexico and beat them up in London.
Nobody ever said liberty was won easily.
Well, it certainly wasn't a victory for peace in Vietnam today, Barry.
Look, Ho Chi Minh
said... Oh, I've had enough of Ho Chi bloody Minh for one day.
Annie.
Well, I have.
Everyone shouting out his name like a football chant. He'll only end up like the rest, like Che and the Kennedys and Martin Luther King.
It's hardly the same. He's in his 70s.
But he could still get assassinated, can't he?
Che wasn't assassinated, you sick... He was killed in action.
Oh, well, you'd better remind me to stay at home when the revolution finally comes, then, eh? I'm obviously far too stupid to contribute to the great day.
Terrifies me the way she climbs over everything.
She's growing so fast.
She'll be four soon. I can't stay long, Julian.
Well, I only just got here.
I know, but it's cold.
Look, come back to my place.
Look, Barry gets home at four.
Sod Barry.
Julian. I'm taking Sandy up north to Mum and Dad's.
When?
In a few days.
For how long?
A week or two.
Well, why? Why now?
Well, she's hardly seen her granny and granddad.
Is Barry going?
No, he's teaching.
Oh, I like your mother and father. Remember they came down for our finals exhibition? We went to that restaurant.
No, you mustn't come up.
I could stay in a hotel.
No.
Annie, please.
Look, I told you. Sandy, let the little boy ever go. Don't be a bully.
Oh, for God's sake, Annie, you're miserable with him.
Maybe, at the moment. But I don't give up that easily.
Barry's a tight-fisted slob.
Well, Sandy adores him.
He still treats you like one of his bloody students. It's worse.
But please, Julian.
I earn more money than I know what to do with. I've got that huge house in Chiswick. You and Sandy...
Look, I don't want your money or your bloody mansion. Barry may be arrogant and selfish at times, but at least he has a conscience. At least he's committed to more than just money.
Not when it comes to you, Annie.
And what would you know about commitment, Julian? Sandy, time to go now. I don't think we should see each other like this again.
You haven't given me a chance.
No, I haven't. I can't.
What does that mean?
It means there's no point, Julian. Sandy, get down from there. We have to go. Daddy will be home. Come along, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
No, I can't forget this evening.
Just drowning my sorrows.
Wow, home improvements, eh? Far out.
Oh, getting there gradually.
This carpet's thicker than my mattress, man.
Hey, what have you done to your nails? They're black.
Varnish. Got it at Bieber's.
You get more outrageous every time I see you.
Where will it end, eh?
I don't know. I envy you sometimes.
That's a joke. I don't have a bean.
Well, you don't seem to need it.
You try living on an unofficial Arts Council grant.
What?
The dole, dear.
Oh.
You'd spend it all in your lunch break.
True. You're still painting, though.
The odd psychedelic masterpiece.
Lucky man. Listen, do you want to roll a joint?
That's why I'm here.
Right. Yeah.
So, sling over that record sleeve. Mm. Got any skins?
Yeah, in the box.
So, come on, what's up?
Sorry?
Well, it's not often you look like a bloodhound.
No, it's Annie.
Annie? What have you been up to?
Oh, not very much, as it happens.
But enough to make you look like that. I don't know. You people. At least I have an excuse. Like I was forced to lie and have guilty secrets even when I was a nipper. From the moment I realised, I felt funny every time Bronco Lane took his shirt off.
Who?
Don't you remember? What a chest! Boy! Whoa! Sorry, that was sexist.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Still, practically everything I say and think is. It's all those years doing the club, searching for Mr. Right. Now I've come out.
Out? Out where?
No, I've told everyone.
Oh!
I feel more oppressed than when I was in the closet. Last year, the gay lib meetings were amazing. 500 of us coming together every week just to talk and organise. Fantastic. But it's all got so bloody heavy now. You go to the meetings these days, there'll be this row of queens in drag sitting there knitting like Madame Defarge, waiting to scream out, "Sexist pig," as soon as you open your mouth. Yeah, smoke that and tell all.
Oh, it's nothing. He never really got started. I felt sorry for him. Barry's impossible. Such a selfish bastard at times. Annie was fed up. So a few weeks ago, I arranged for a babysitter and took her to a movie.
But one thing led to another.
We went to bed together once, that's all.
And?
Now she's scared. Doesn't want to see me again.
So how do you feel about it?
I want her, Richard. I want her and Sandy here.
Why?
I love her, I suppose. I mean, she belongs to me.
You told her that?
Yes, of course.
Generally, people like to decide that for themselves.
There's something between us, and I always has been.
Okay, but the trouble with you, Julian, is you like to live life in a fast lane. Annie's up here in the back streets.
Well, that's Barry's influence.
Yeah, well, that's all got to change. We're going through the big revolution.
Oh, don't start. Please, Richard. I'm sick of the bloody revolution.
No, hold on, hold on. I'm talking about the sexual revolution. You see, what is wrong with the world, Jules, is men, okay? The male ego.
Really?
Yeah. You see, what you should have offered Annie isn't another place to belong to.
No,
but the freedom and power to choose for herself.
But she has.
I don't mean choosing between you and Barry. I mean real choices for herself. If women had power and freedom, the world would be entirely different.
I suppose it would.
Entirely. What you have to do is change, Julian.
Have I?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Pastor John Dare. I don't know if I'm up to it.
I just wish it hadn't happened, Carol.
Try and forget it, then.
Oh, it's not that easy. Julian's a friend. What do I tell Barry?
So you had a fight. I mean, you'd have always scrapped like dogs.
Oh, that was sparring, not scrapping. What Barry and I do is scrap.
Yeah, well, you go up to your parents and try and sort yourself out up there, then.
You think I'm being stupid?
Well, I just think you should worry about other things.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want another coffee?
No, thanks. Go on, what other things?
Well, when was the last time you picked up a camera?
What? Oh, I don't know. Last year on holiday.
I don't mean snaps.
They weren't snaps. I never take snaps.
You know what I mean. Must be 2 or 3 years ago, isn't it?
About that.
What were they off, those squatters?
In Piccadilly, yeah. Well, they were nothing special.
They were great. And you got them published, didn't you?
Only in some underground rag. Through a friend of Barry's.
You're wasting yourself, Annie.
I'm not. I have a baby, remember?
I know, but...
Yeah, well, you wait till you have one.
That'll be quite some time, believe me.
I don't want to take any more pictures for Barry's cronies, thank you. I'm up to here with demos and thinkings and God knows what else.
Well, get into something else, then. Something of your own.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I could introduce to some people in my business.
What, fashion? You're joking.
Well, why not? You were keen on clothes when I first knew you.
Well, that was centuries ago.
Look, the designer I'm working for now, Fisher, he can be a bit of a pain, right? But he's always ready to help people.
I'm no fashion photographer, Carol.
Well, how do you know?
It'd be like asking a bricklayer to ice a cake.
Well, he probably could, with a bit of practice.
Well, I've got my hands full with Sandy.
They were even fuller a few years ago. You managed.
Occasionally, that's all.
Well, look, that's all I'm suggesting, to start with.
Look, don't bully me, please, Carol. That's all I get from Barry.
I'm not bullying.
Well, don't try to make me feel guilty, then. Or inadequate. Bringing up Sandy is just as important and rewarding to me as taking photographs.
I know it is.
Well, then. Listen, talking of the little monster, I have to get back. Barry has to go in about an hour. Another meeting.
Right. You have a good time at your parents', then, OK?
Thanks.
And I'll see you when you get back.
Great. Where's the bill?
Oh, I've it. Don't worry about it.
You sure?
Annie, think about what I said, eh?
Maybe.
You want me to be honest, Carol, don't you?
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Well, let's say they're not really my glass of vodka.
Is that as honest as you can get?
Oh, now. I can see what you're trying to do. It's very
They're sophisticated, I suppose, but they're too plain, not cooky enough, no panache. Oh, no, I hate that drab. Look, I'd have thought with your background you could have come up with something a bit more ethnic. I mean, we've had Indian and Gypsy. Why not Africa?
I've never been to Africa, Fisher.
Oh, marvellous place. Morocco's fabulous. No, no, no. Look, you stick to what you've been doing here, love. Leave this boring old stuff to the French and Italians. Let's keep to the house style, shall we?
Mm. Thanks.
Right, well, if you could see to the accessories for the trouser suit. Pins, brooches, beads. I want the jerkin dripping with them.
Okay. Oh.
What did you think?
Don't ask.
Too plain?
How did you guess?
Not difficult.
Oh. They are good, aren't they, Al-Karim?
They're wonderful. Fish will be kicking himself in a year or two.
Oh, I don't know.
You wait.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Fisher Martins, may I help you?
Can I speak to Carol Amory?
Speaking.
It's Julian.
Ah, Julian, how are you?
Have you seen Annie lately?
Yesterday, why?
Did she say anything?
Well, she said lots of things, Julian.
About me?
Look, I'd rather not get involved,
eh? This is Julian, Carol, remember? Or don't you bloody care?
Hey, now listen.
Don't tell her she's throwing away the chance of a lifetime.
Are you drunk?
You know how unhappy she is.
Look, I can't talk now.
No, phone her, tell her.
Julian, no.
You have to.
I do not. Look, I'll talk to you when you're sober.
Carol, Annie is the only woman I've ever...
I have to go. All right? Julian? Julian? Who needs it?
What a surprise.
Right, I tried calling, but...
We've been cut off in our prime. We've just been having an awareness group meeting.
Oh, I'm not interrupting, am I?
No, no, no. This is an ex-flat mate of mine, Carol. We were art college together.
Far out.
You know Danny?
Oh, yeah,
hi, love. Hi, Flower.
That's Anita. John?
Great.
Hello.
Sit yourself down.
This place gets more and more extraordinary, Richard.
Just like me, eh?
Is that fur on that wall, eh?
Yeah, yeah, they're offcuts.
We found loads dumped outside this place.
Near St. Paul's.
Too much.
The mural's looking great, too.
Talk about spaced out, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Richard's going to do loads of stars in fluorescent paint. Yeah,
now the planets are done.
So they glow in the dark.
Wow.
We can lie here in bed and imagine with...
Oh,
what's that?
I only just put 10p in the meter.
Maybe it's a fuse.
Bet it's Isabel upstairs again.
It's probably a power cut.
Right.
Oh, yeah, cold strike.
Secondary picketing.
What? I hate the dark.
Well, it's going to get freezing in here without the fire on.
We could all get into bed and snuggle up.
Yeah, right.
No, you're always trying to get everyone into bed, Danny.
No, I'm not.
Don't get uptight. No one's after you.
That's his trouble.
Well, haven't you got any candles?
Oh, yeah, somewhere.
In the kitchen. I'll get them.
Ouch! Sorry, Junja.
You did that on purpose.
Don't get paranoid.
I told you I hate the dark. I'm going outside.
The streetlights will be off too.
I don't care.
You'll freeze out there.
Here, Junja, take this blanket.
Dear. Is he all right?
John's got more hang-ups than the Tate Gallery.
Oh, talking of which, I had a call from Julian.
Oh?
Yeah, that's why I came over.
I was over at his place the other night.
He's very drunk.
Drowning his sorrows.
He drinks a lot these days, doesn't he?
He'll get over it.
Trouble is, I'm so much closer to Annie, I don't want her to think...
Don't worry. I'll keep an eye on Julian. I'll go over and get stoned again.
No.
It's better than drink.
Oh, rubbish.
Of course it is.
I don't know what's happened to you lately, Richard.
It's called liberation.
Oh, everyone seems to be throwing their lives away.
Except you, I suppose.
Listen, I had to fight like hell to get my life together.
And I haven't.
I don't call dropping out a fight.
No, it's a rejection of all that crap.
Oh, and what have you put in its place?
Imagination.
Great. I notice you haven't rejected the doll, though.
Nor have 900,000 others.
And most of them want work.
Yeah, well, I'm not standing in their way, am I?
Oh, grow up, Richard. You're not stupid.
No, and neither are you. Look around you. Eve, Nixon, 10,000 H-bombs. Is that grown up?
Well, maybe not. But a puff of dope or a tab of acid won't get rid of it.
So what do you do? Con people into buying hot pants and middies and maxes or whatever else you can come up with.
Well, you want us to go around looking like you? Done up in what's left over from a pensioner's bringing by?
Better than looking like Aunt Jemima, dear.
I'm going. And remind me the next time you want a handout, Richard, not to bother.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Brian Martin. The Londonderry shootings. As the Home Secretary, Mr. Maudling, told the Commons that there's to be an independent inquiry into the shooting of 13 men in Derry yesterday, Miss Bernadette Devlin rushed across the chamber and attacked him. Other members pulled her away. There's to be an emergency debate on the shootings tomorrow. Thousands of people in Derry stayed away from work and some schools were closed. The power crisis, there are to be more voltage reductions, and the cold weather looks like continuing.
And furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
I just need a bit of money while we're up there.
What for?
What do you mean, what for?
Well, can't your parents feed you?
I need some spending money.
You've got some in the post office?
Well, that's for emergencies.
Isn't that what this is?
No, of course not.
Well, it's all very sudden, isn't it?
Look, I just want Sandy to spend some time with Mum and Dad.
Why not wait till summer?
Barry, I want to go now.
Why?
I've got to get away for a while.
Right then. You find the money.
Look, I just need £20, that's all. And I thought it was worth it just to get rid of us for a couple of weeks.
I'd like to teach the world.
I came home from Mum and Dad's determined to forget Julian and to make things work between Barry and I. And they did for a while. Oh, it wasn't exactly marital bliss. More a ceasefire which dwindled into a kind of disillusioned domesticity. Then the oil crisis of 74 finally put pay to the 60s and the counterculture. Without our endless meetings and demos to go to, Barry and I resumed hostilities. The ceasefire had ceased, and it all came to a head in the summer of 76. It wasn't just my marriage that dried up and overheated, either. What a summer. Mum and Dad were down for a week's holiday with us. We went for a picnic on Hampstead Heath, I remember.
You know, Callaghan's much older than Wilson.
Yeah, he wasn't to know how the ballots had come out.
True.
Why don't you take a photo of us all, Annie? It's ages since we were all together.
All right.
Come on, Sandy. Your mummy's going to take some photos of us all.
Coming.
I think it's a shame Foot didn't get it.
Foot? No. Too far to the left.
Well, he beat Callaghan in the first ballot.
They were lovely pictures you sent up last year.
Which ones were they?
Well, Sandy and the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Womble.
Come on, Sandy. Whatever happened to it?
Died soon after.
Oh.
No. I think this deal's a good choice, mind.
Well, it doesn't make a lot of difference, does it?
That was a funny business, eh?
What, Thorpe?
Very peculiar, that.
Come on, Grandad.
Boys?
You still...
Annie's going to take some photos.
Oh, all right.
You don't need me in it, do you?
Oh, Daddy. Stay where you are, Barry.
One thing we snatch you, Thatcher. At least we can be sure the Tories will never get back here.
Yeah, now, kneel down there in front, Sandy, dear.
Look at you all, brown as berries.
Are you right?
Well, come on, Sandy, love. Go on, just to say cheese.
Cheese! Is that it?
She doesn't hang about, does she?
Well, let Barry take some with you in, Annie.
No, it's all right.
Oh, come on.
No.
She won't let me touch the camera.
Mummy, I'm thirsty.
She knows I take better pictures.
The orange is all gone, lovey.
Oh, Mum.
No, you heard your granny.
Let's go and see if we can find an ice cream, Annie.
Can we? Please, Dad.
Yeah, I'll come with you. I can do with a stretch.
Here, put your shirt on or something, Sid. You'll burn out of the shade.
Oh, rubbish.
There's usually a van parked up at the top.
Come on, Daddy.
Do you ladies want anything?
No, thanks, Dad.
Well, a drink or something would be nice.
Sandy, don't call
me.
I'll
make up for it. I don't know how they have the energy. I'm worn out just sitting here. What's the matter, lovey?
Nothing.
You could have fooled me.
I had a letter from Carol this morning. She's really flying high these days. Proper career woman.
Our career isn't everything.
It's better than nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
What I said, nothing.
Annie.
I'm only surprised it hasn't happened before. Maybe it has.
I mean, I fell for it, didn't I?
Fell for what? What's happened?
That bastard's having it off with one of his bloody students. It's been going on for...
I don't want to know.
What?
You sort it out. Just tell him to stop, but
well,
I'm not
supposed to forgive and forget, am I? After all the lies.
Well, you're a fine one to talk.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I don't think your copybook's exactly unblotted, is it?
What are you talking about?
You and that... What's his name? Julian.
Me? Listen, nothing ever happened between us.
So why did you come running up to us that time, then?
I didn't come running. Did Barry tell you that?
It doesn't matter.
That's lying.
All that matters is Sandy. So sort it out, the both of you. But there's not going to be any divorce in this family, do you hear? Sheer selfishness, that's all it is. Like the rest of your generation. None of you try hard enough. Pampered, that's what you are. It's me, me, me.
Ma'am.
I don't want to hear another word. All right, not another word.
Oh, Julian.
Speaking.
It's Annie.
Annie? Wow, fantastic. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. How are you?
Never better.
Oh, good.
It's been yonks.
Oh, hasn't it?
How's Barry and Sandy?
Oh, great. Great. Listen, the reason I'm phoning is I just wondered if you'd heard from Carol.
Carol? No, why?
Oh, well, it's nothing. I just thought... Well, she's launching her first winter collection at Hillier's on Wednesday evening, and I wondered...
Well, good old Carol, terrific.
Yeah.
You're going, are you?
Yes, of course.
Great. Well, I'd love to go.
Oh.
I'll have to ask Jenny.
Jenny?
Yeah, this girl I've been going out with, she's a model, Australian.
Oh.
If it's possible. Oh, no, it'd be great to see you and Carol.
Yes. Well, I just...
Yes. Well, I'll maybe see you there.
Right. Well, I must dash. Bye. Oh, why did I do that? Stupid.
No, the cotton poplin one with the diamond sleeve. Right. The belt should be lower on the hips with the dress bloused over it. Right, yes.
Carol!
What?
Here a minute.
Alcum, I'm up to my eyes. What is it?
Calm down. Close the door.
What is it?
Look, sit down, honey.
Oh, my God, what's happened?
Nothing.
Well, I haven't got time.
Yes, you have. Everything's running smoothly. Relax, just for 5 minutes at least.
I can't.
Don't be so silly.
Well, how can you be so calm?
Easy. I'll panic later.
Oh.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Oh, what for? What have you done?
I overheard this morning your family not coming to the show.
Oh.
Is it because of me?
No, sweetheart, of course not. They've always been like that. My brothers, anyway. And Mum goes along with them because it's easier.
They don't approve of me, though, do they?
Well, you're too young for me, and too pretty, and too soft, and too Asian. And you hate football and cricket, but apart from all that...
No hope, eh?
Well, that's up to them, isn't it?
I do know what it's like.
Oh, I know you do, love. That's why we're both mad enough to be trying to do all this.
Okay, I'll start panicking.
Good. Right, can you phone the hotel? Find out how many sockets there are in that little side room.
Okay.
Ah, Molly, can I see that knitted waistcoat and cardigan again?
Hello, is that the Hillies Hotel?
I want to thank you all very much for coming. You'll be pleased to know drinks are now being served out on the terrace. Thank you once again.
Not bad, eh?
Hey, she's good. Grab a drink, lad, before the rush. What do you want? White wine will do. Oh, there's Carol! Carol!
Eddie! Oh!
Congratulations, superstar. It was wonderful.
Oh, so glad you came. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. Oh, it was great, Flower, really.
Oh, I'm just relieved it's over. Hey, you both look terrific. Had your hair cut?
About time, eh? Are you pleased with the way it went?
I'll tell you when the orders start flooding in.
Right. Shouldn't you be...
Oh, no, our friend's department.
You shouldn't have any problem.
Not the weather for winter woolies, though, is it?
Oh, no, the girls are dying. Anyway, tell me, how's Sheffield? You've done a year there now, haven't you?
It's great. He's always complaining about being old.
Undergrads are such babies, Carol.
Well, we are getting on, darling.
I'm a mature student, love, not an OAP.
Carol!
Julian!
Well done, fabulous. Oh, that's great stuff.
Yeah, it's tremendous. I mean, really.
Oh, thanks.
This is Jenny.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Julian's telling me so much about you.
Richard, wow, I didn't recognise you. How are you? Danny.
Hi, Jules.
Great. How are the computers?
Tona.
Bane of his life. Oh, it's great to see you. Hope you don't mind us gate crashing, Carol, as soon as I heard about
it. I tried to phone, but with one thing and another, you know.
And with Jenny being in the business.
Oh, well, I'm only a model.
Listen to Miss Modesty. She earns more than I do.
I think that was possible, Julian.
No, I really enjoyed the collection, Carol. I mean, they're the kind of clothes a mod actually wear, as opposed to model, if you know what I mean.
Right, thank you.
Hey, there's Annie. Where?
Annie! Over here!
Oh, Carol! It was smashing!
Oh! Where's Perry?
Oh, he sends us off.
Hello, Annie.
Julian! Hey, Richard!
Well, this is quite a reunion.
I can't remember the last time all four of us were together.
Oh, Annie's 25th, wasn't it?
Years ago. Yeah. It's nearly 10 years since we left for college, you know.
Nine.
Oh, it must be.
Look at us all, eh? Richard at university, Carol with her first collection, Annie married, and...
Listen, I have to fly, Carol.
What? Oh, no, Annie, stay. You've got to.
Look, I'm sorry. I have to get back. You know how it is.
Oh, I thought we could make a proper party of it. Please. Elkram would be so disappointed.
Come on, Annie, for old time's sake.
No, I'm really sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Really. It's lovely to see you all, but I'll phone you, Carol. All right.
Okay. Well, bye.
Well, that's not like Annie.
No. Well, she's changed a lot these last few years.
Should I go and see if she's
no,
all right?
I don't think so, Julian.
Carol, look who's here.
Carol, marvellous, marvellous, darling.
Fisher!
You should be thrilled.
Oh, I don't know, are we?
We are very.
There's someone inside you must meet. She's a buyer for a big store in Brussels.
Ooh, well, yes. Don't go away, you guys.
See you later.
These clothes are absolutely her glass of vodka.
Anyone want another drink? This wine's a bit sweet.
Julian, smile. You look a bit funny.
What? Oh, it's nothing. No, no. Must be the wine and the heat.
BBC Radio News at 6 o'clock. The worst unemployment figures since the war show that there are now nearly 1.5 million people out of work. MPs and trade unionists have described the figures as dreadful and appalling. The American Viking spacecraft has successfully landed on Mars and has sent back clear pictures of a desert landscape. A survey on the Falkland Islands says they could be exploited economically to solve much of the world's food problems. At the Olympics, the Russian who was caught cheating is apparently being sent home. Meanwhile, the London Weather Centre says that this afternoon's rain does not mean the end of the drought.
A year later, Barry and I were divorced, while everyone else was hanging out the flags for the Jubilee. Sandy and I stayed on in the house in Islington. I got a string of terrible jobs. I was pretty low, and somehow I lost touch with everyone. Out of sheer bloody pride, probably. Gradually, though, I started to stand on my own 2 feet, for the first time ever. I think Sandy helped somehow, most of the time.
Turn that car on. Sandy!
Oh, Mum!
Look, if you want it on so loud, go under the cans. I don't know how you can listen to him. He's awful.
He's so stupid.
Why couldn't he like something a bit more interesting?
Well, he's a million times better than that boring old stuff you listen to.
Oh, just because he's pretty. Oh, she's here. Oh, clear those things away, will you? And turn that off! Carol!
Honey!
Oh. Let's take your coat. Oh, it's so good to see you. It's been so long, I feel so guilty.
Oh, don't, I know. Time just flies these days. Oh, you look terrific, Annie.
So do you, as always. Oh,
Sandy!
Hello, Carol.
My goodness, look at you.
Would you like a cup of tea or anything?
Oh, do you have any orange juice?
Yes, of course.
I'll get it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, she's really grown up.
Oh, she's quite handful at times, but she's smashing, really.
Does she see Barry at all?
Oh, she goes down there occasionally. She's never really forgiven him. I think she felt more betrayed than I did.
Yes, well...
How's Alkarim?
Oh, fine. He sends his love. So anyway, tell me, what are you up to?
Well, I'm taking photographs again.
Oh, at last! Great! Well, who for?
Well, you know the sandwich bar I work at round the corner?
Yeah.
Well, I met this woman there, one of our regulars, and we got talking. Well, she and a couple of other women have just started up a feminist arts magazine.
Hmm.
I got involved a bit. Artwork, layouts, that sort of thing. Well, I've started taking photographs.
About time. You were always good. Never believed in yourself enough, though.
Never allowed to.
No, well...
But it was only working with these women that made me realise I'd only ever really read about feminism.
And talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of talk. But I never put it into practice, not like you. Well, you did it from the beginning.
I had to.
Anyway, the photography doesn't pay the bills yet. Still, maybe.
Well... I must say, you're really looking well on it. Things aren't easy these days.
Oh, I know. Well, how are you and Alkarim faring?
Oh, you know, cancelled orders. There's a session of cash flow crises. We've laid off almost half of our staff in the last 18 months. But we've survived, just. Not seven.
Oh, it's terrible.
Julian's out of work.
Julian?
Mm, of all people. His agency went bust. He'd only set it up about 2 years ago.
Well, how's he coping?
Back on the booze, I think.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
And what about Richard? Do you ever see him?
Oh, he comes down to London all the time.
Oh, he's still in Sheffield, then?
No, Nottingham. Oh. Works for some electronics company. Do you know he and Danny split up?
No.
Mm.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, a year ago.
Oh, I thought they'd go on forever.
Yeah. Richard's changed. Very respectable now. Oh. Short hair, moustache.
Really?
Oh, now he's huge now.
What? Yeah. What?
No. He does his bodybuilding, weight training.
Richard? Never.
Real muscle man.
Oh, well, he used to be such a weed. Oh, remember the scrapes he used to get in?
Oh, do I? I used to live with him for a year, remember?
What about that time we all nearly got beaten up by those robbers because of him?
Oh, yeah, and Julian poured tea all over them.
Coffee.
Oh, thanks, Andy. That's lovely.
What was that about Julian?
Oh, nothing. Just college days.
The swinging 60s.
Oh, they were stupid, weren't they? The 60s.
Were they?
Oh, evidently.
All that peace and love didn't get you anywhere, did it? I mean, the world's in a worse state now than ever.
Oh, she has a point.
Maybe. But this is the young lady who watches the war in the Falklands on the box and thinks it's exciting.
I suppose you'd have been out in the streets protesting.
Oh, she would have been.
So why aren't you now?
Oh, I'm 36, that's why.
What's that got to do with it?
Actually, Sandy, I don't know.
Oh, no. Watch out, Greenham Common. Mother's on her way.
Yes, that is maybe, old man, but we're talking about a fascist dictatorship here.
Oh, I suppose we had to do something.
Of course we did. It's what the islanders want that's important.
It's the soldiers' families I feel sorry for.
What I'd like to know is why it's taking so long for the pictures to reach us.
Well, it is 8,000 miles away.
Well, how come they managed to get live pictures from the moon, then?
Exactly.
That's different.
I don't see how.
Censorship.
For security reasons. We don't want the Argies to intercept, do we?
Julia? Ah, there's my friend. Excuse me.
Yes, of course, I hope.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Meeting went off forever.
Ah, it's good to see you. Good to see you. What do you want?
Oh, a bottle of pills, but I'll get it. What's yours?
Look, I might be out of work, but I can stand you a pill.
Okay, thanks. I'll get the next.
Pills and a pint of best, please.
Okay, love.
So, how are you?
Ah, shell shock.
The job, you mean?
Yes, and Sarah. She's gone.
Sarah?
Yeah. Oh, you never met her, yeah? Ah, she's quit, bailed out as soon as the going got rough.
I'm sorry. You don't have much luck, do you?
What with women, though?
Why is that? I'm a nice enough bloke, aren't I?
Yeah, of course you are.
I mean, I've always thought of myself as pretty reasonable. I listen, even help around the house. Always down there. No bother. But so why do the women I get involved with all say the same thing?
Here you are, love.
Ah, thanks. Yeah.
Yep. So, cheers.
Rule Britannia.
You're changed, dear.
Mm-mm. Thanks. Oh, now my life's a big bubble. Suddenly it's burst and what am I left with? Nothing.
Oh, come on, man. You've got an hell of a lot more than most of the poor sods who lost their jobs.
Things, Richard. I've got things. That's what I've spent my life doing. Buying and selling things. And the only thing I'm really fond of... Do you know what they say? All those women that have graced my bed, they say, Julian, you never left the nursery. I mean, what a terrible thing to say to a man approaching 40.
Hey, listen, maybe we should...
No, I'm all right.
Yeah, I know, but perhaps we should...
You've only just got here,
yeah,
Richard.
Well, you haven't, obviously. Come on, I'll take you out.
Oh, well, tuck me into bed.
Don't tempt me, dear. Come on. Come
back
on.
To the nursery, eh? Are you off? Oh, yes, I'm off. I'm off everything. Except Mr. Muscles here. Have we won the war yet?
BBC News at 6 o'clock. The Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury have joined together in prayer in Canterbury Cathedral. Later, at an open-air mass at Wembley Stadium, there was spontaneous applause and cheering as those present got their first glimpse of the Pope. There's been no statement during the day from the Ministry of Defence about the Falklands offensive. Argentine troops are said to be still in action in the Goose Green area. A call for immediate ceasefire in the Falklands has been made in a joint appeal by a group of academics, scientists, writers and artists in both Britain and Argentina. In today's Football International, England won its 100th match against Scotland, 1-0.
Hello?
Hello? Who's that?
Sandy. Sandy Dobson.
Oh, is your mother there?
Yes, just a minute. It's for you.
Who is it?
A man.
What man?
Hello?
Hello, Annie.
Julian?
I was just sitting here looking at that photograph you gave me all those years ago.
Oh.
Well, I thought I'd call you.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Fine.
I've belonged to the NFT for years. Hardly ever get it together to book, though.
It's ages since I went to a movie. It was daft.
Well, don't make them like that anymore.
Just as well. Oh, I love the river at night. London can be such a bugger at times. You wouldn't think it to look at it now.
No. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me.
Do you ever think you've wasted your life, Annie?
What? No, I don't.
No, I didn't mean I thought you had. I just meant, well...
Well, I used to, but... Well, things seem to work out for the best in the end, don't they?
Not for everybody, no.
Oh, you'll be all right, Julian. Someone with all your experience.
Experience of what, though? 15 years of the product not being bright enough or big enough or on the screen long enough. 15 years of chasing bloody deadlines. Well, name they are, deadlines. It's funny, Richard said something to me once years ago. He said, I lived life on the motorways instead of on the back streets.
Oh, that sounds like Richard.
No, it's true, though. Now I've crashed. What was the point of hurrying? I missed all the scenery.
My word, you are getting deep in your old age, Julian.
Well, it's about time, isn't it? Life isn't a flaky bar ad.
No, that's very true.
Do you know, it's 10 years since we made love.
Yes.
10 years. It took 5 for you to leave Barry, by which time I was far away, speeding along oblivious. And then another 5 years whizzes past, and here we are.
Yes, here we are.
It's too late again, isn't it?
Oh, Julian, I don't know. I think maybe it's a bit too soon.
What, after 10 years?
Don't you think you ought to sort yourself out? You're out of work for the first time in your life. You've just split up with yet another girlfriend.
I know, but
you don't have to be yoked to someone to live your life and be happy.
It helps.
Having a good relationship's a bonus, I reckon, not a necessity. I learnt that the hard way. It's taken me all this time for me to get my confidence back. I can't risk losing it now.
Well, by going out with me?
Who said anything about not going out?
Oh.
A few more evenings like this wouldn't go amiss, would they?
Annie, you never used to be so cautious.
I never used to be so sane.
Right then. I'll take you home to your front door.
Thank you, kind sir.
I feel like I've stepped back into that movie.
Oh, can you tap dance? We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I've no commitments that I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. Good evening, this is Laurie Macmillan. The first ever agreement which reduces the number of nuclear weapons in the world was signed earlier today at the White House by President Reagan and Mr. Gorbachev. Mr. Reagan said an impossible vision had become a reality, while Mr. Gorbachev said their achievement was of universal significance for mankind. Later this evening, the two men are due to attend a banquet at the White House to celebrate the signing of the INF Treaty. The future of England's cricket tour of Pakistan seems to be in doubt tonight.
The past 5 years have flown by. The Women's Arts Mag folded, unfortunately, but I managed to keep going, freelancing. I do a sort of balancing act between glossy portraits, actors mostly, and gritty documentary stuff. I even had a book published on London's young homeless. Very street cred. Julian's working too now as an art director on a very swanky magazine. Well, I say swanky, but he gets half the money he got in advertising. Still, he's happy. Well, we both are. I actually seem comfortable with compromise these days. I must be getting old. We've been living together since 85. Then recently, oh, don't ask me why, we finally did it. After all these years.
All right. Anyway, Annie asked me if I'd be a bridesmaid instead of Julian's best man, but I told her at least with me you get a bit of both. Right. Actually, I'd really like to propose a toast, courtesy of dear old Carol and the lovely Al Karim, to the bride's dress and especially to that hat.
Carol, well done.
Julian says I should shut up, but before I do, I have to read out a couple of messages. A card from your Auntie May, Julian. All the very best. Sorry I can't be with you. A naughty card here. I won't hold it up. Congratulations from everyone at News and Views. And a telemessage from Bristol. Thinking of you both today. Lots of love and good wishes for the future, Barry and Sheila. And Erie SAI. Let's all follow the happy couple's example and follow the old maxim, better late than never.
Are you all right, love?
Fine, sir. It was so drafty in that register office.
Oh, she looks lovely, though.
I don't think that outfit suits her, but she does look happy.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it?
I told you we should have sent someone to help her.
Oh, it doesn't matter now, honey.
Look, she's got the hat on back to front.
I know she has.
Well, why didn't you tell her?
I can't, can I? Anyway, she looks fine.
It does not.
Well, we did it, eh?
We most certainly did. Thank you.
Silly.
You know, you look better now than when we left college 20 years ago.
Oh,
that's why you've waited till now, is it? Hey, who's that?
Who?
Just come in over there. Sandy?
Hello, having a nice time.
Who is that?
Oh, great, it's Jerry, he made it.
I know this isn't exactly the most formal of weddings, dear, but did you have to invite a werewolf?
Oh, Mother, honestly.
Well, who is he?
Jerry, we're on the same committee at college. He's a young communist.
And you're going out with him?
Well, I don't care if he's a young conservative, Sandy. It's the look of him that worries me.
You are such a hypocrite, Mother.
Me?
Yes, you. No wonder the revolution never got anywhere with people like you running it.
Well, I'm sure you and Jerry will do a better job, sweetheart.
I will do whatever I have to do on my own, thank you very much, Mother.
Annie? Who on earth is that over there? The one in black with the hair. He's not one of Sandy's friends, is it? You really ought to speak to that girl, lovey. It's just her age, ma'am. She'll get over it one day.
Don't try and dig what we all say. Cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation.
My Generation was written by Howard Wakely, with Leslie Nichol as Annie, Caroline Lee Johnson as Carol, Gary Bond as Julian, Mike Grady as Richard, Stephen Yardley as Barry, Abigail Doherty as Sandy, and Amajit Dew as Alkarim. Others taking part were Richard Pierce as John John, Emily Richard as Miss Townsend and Jenny, Zila Clark as Pippa and Kay, Caroline Gruber as Anita and the art student, Peter Craze as Fisher, Stephen Tompkinson as Danny, Anthony Jackson as Dad, and Eva Stewart as Mum. The director was Janet Whittaker.
Talking about my generation. My generation.